Hello, everyone. We are back.
Hola.
We're stacked too today. We have Jules.
Hi, guys.
We have Candace.
Hi.
We have Christine.
Hello.
Christine has rules coming on this show now.
Yeah.
Christine thinks she like comes up here and she makes the rules.
I'm not good at rules.
She comes up
and
immediately.
Christine's staring at me like, you better follow my rules.
No, but I mean, do you read the comments? Like, some people really think that I'm a pain in the ass.
I know, but you can't just.
Oh, wow. You could have described that so much better.
I thought we weren't supposed to use the word ass.
Right, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, so I don't want to be, like, shunned from the show.
Christine
so I just would like to not talk about things
has,
that people are sick of. That's all. I'm being considerate.
Fell into the comment vortex.
You can't just be worried every time about what everyone's going to think and
what
everyone's going to say.
Do you know me at all?
I know, but you can't be like that because someone's always going to not like what you said.
Well, that's number one. And at least they're saying it online, not in the 9 out of 10 rooms that you walk into that a Dare Abby listener is present. So
right.
It's good that you're not dealing with it in person.
Nine out of 10. A
couple quick things. Number one. Christine didn't want to talk about Christine's guy exploits and all that other stuff. We do, though, have updates. I don't know that this is the forum for it because we have a different rundown today.
Okay.
But we do have a number of updates from community members that have now indeed set Christine up on dates.
True.
Yes.
There are several candidates.
Now they're coming in.
There are several candidates that are throwing their hat in the ring.
Right.
So at least, you know, you stopped the dry spell because it was looking a little bleak for a while.
Oh, well, I think everybody thought that everybody was going to be sending them and then theirs was going to get lost.
Also,
I also feel like
a lot of the listeners probably maybe aren't in the tri-state area. Right?
I mean, look, whatever we got to say to ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tri-state area.
Okay.
But they're here.
All right,
thanks. I'm going with the tri-state area.
No, we're playing around, Christine. But we have a lot of people now that are interested. We have enough, at least for a little game show.
Right.
So this is going to happen.
There's going to be no game show.
This is going to happen.
Why are you killing our fun?
Because here's the thing. I don't want to be with a guy who would actually agree to that public.
No,
forum.
No, no.
Do
he's
you
not
watch
agreeing.
The Bachelor?
No, he's unbeknownst. This is unbeknownst to him.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the Dear Alba community people are actually leading on.
No. That's
that
true.
This guy is apparent. We're using the guy.
Right.
Really.
To be clear.
Yes. You're not being used.
No, I understand that.
And first of all, this is like a mini version of The Bachelor, which I've never watched before. But now at the store, I need something mindless to listen to in the background while I do my work. Mm-hmm. So I started watching The Bachelor. I am fully obsessed with The Bachelor. Not the new one, so don't tell me anything. But like, I started going back in the hands of time for old Bachelors.
The only one I ever watched was the first season ever.
I didn't watch that one yet. Don't tell me. I'm going to binge this all. This is going to be my mindless TV for weeks.
The only one I ever watched.
But like, we're kind of doing like a little Bachelor. A Dear Albie Bachelor.
I like it.
I love it. I'm living for it. My whole life has been The Bachelor the past 2 weeks because that's all I've been doing.
It's the Al Beachler. Al Beachlorette.
Al Beachlorette.
Yes.
Have you been thinking about it?
No. I'm pretty quick.
Jules, remember that. Al Beachlorette.
Nice.
Because that's a good one.
Well, anyway.
And the beach.
Right.
Look at all
yes.
That.
Yeah. Oh,
look
my God.
That.
So much happening.
All right.
Couple things now. Before we get into today's all about terrible first job stories.
Woo.
We had a lot of questions coming in the mailbag. Jules has been really excited about this one.
I have.
But I have one more little update. Did you guys listen to the last episode?
Yes.
We've had a couple really upset community members over the last episode.
Yep.
That want to clear up the rodeo thing.
Okay.
Jules, do you want to go down that real quick for our friends that seem pretty pissed? I don't know if they were upset, but they were hitting us up over and over again to kind of clear up the rodeo. The friend. I don't know if you guys actually heard the whole thing.
I didn't hear. I heard.
Good. Break it down, Jules.
Conflicted in Texas. She wrote back to us. And her email, no hello, nothing. It just goes, come on. Now it's on Instagram? Y'all didn't read the email. It's not my friend doing a rodeo event. It's her kid. To clarify, again, there's an event for little kids. They jump on a sheep, and we see how long they can hang on. There's a weight limit to protect the sheep? Yes. Bunch of S's after the yes. So my friend registers her kid. Even though he weighs too much. Frankly, I wish I hadn't written in. It was a valid question. Should you stay friends with someone even though they are nothing but nice to you, but you know they are kind of shitty in other areas? That's it. Good God, I wish I had never mentioned the rodeo.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Still conflicted in Texas.
Well, listen, Texas, okay? All right, first of all, you calm down.
Why? What did you guys say
about
the rodeo?
I missed that.
You calm down.
I feel bad for
all right? Me. And, okay? I take this job very seriously. I think we did answer the question.
What did
we
you
were
guys
a little
say?
Sidetracked because we thought the lady was, you know, yeah. I wanted to know everything about the event. Now that I know it's about kids riding sheep.
Yeah, I didn't get the kids riding sheep thing. Yeah, I must have missed this question.
Now I have more questions. Okay.
Okay. So
not only do I have more questions, I would like video of kids riding
yeah,
sheep.
Yeah, same. That's okay? all I'm thinking.
But
visual.
Does anybody feel bad for the sheep?
I mean, well, if the kid's like 10 pounds and the sheep's like, I don't know how, I feel like sheep might be heavy underneath all that skin. Fur. Sheep fur.
It's wool.
Wool?
Wool.
Wool. They might be heavy. So it's like heavier than like
sheep
maybe
fur.
A donkey
Looks
equivalent.
That's going to be the next sweater at Dazzle Candy, sheep fur.
Sheep
Candace
fur.
Is going to be calling it.
That'd be amazing. Someone sent in a picture of their kid with a, I think that's a cow.
Yeah, guys, nice. Listen. And down, I mean, I don't know what you guys said, I swear to God, but like down in Texas, like this is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
like,
we cleared that up with Cassandra.
Yeah,
we
so
did.
Like
yeah.
this is
the
thing.
The
like we gotta let them do their thing. We do weird shit over here in Jersey that nobody Texas would be like, huh?
Yeah, but now yeah. I'm fascinated with sheep riding.
Of course.
And what goal really, like what's the advantage of, you know, did your kid just really want to ride the sheep so you lied?
It must be like a thing. Like they really like wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, what if everybody else's kid was doing it and they
yeah.
couldn't?
Like, because their kid was just bigger, which aww. I mean, obviously it's for the protection of the sheep. You can't do it. But I do understand. I mean, it's not the right thing to do, but I understand the mentality behind wanting to get in on that shit. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. You want to, you know,
you have FOMO. They have FOMO.
Yeah, right. And you want to ride the sheep, but don't damage the woo.
Right. That's it. So like, I totally understand wanting to be involved, but you know, you got to think about the sheep's back.
Yeah. But either way. All right. Conflicted in Texas. All right. Thanks for clearing it up.
Yeah.
I still don't think you should be friends with the lady with the baseball card stuff. I
oh,
did
I
answer
agree
the
with
question.
The baseball card thing.
Okay. And mm-hmm. when it comes down to, very, very simply put, send us some videos of kids riding sheep.
Exactly.
Can we get Gabe on a sheep?
Sure. Sure thing.
Oh,
do you think Marky
is little enough
do you
for
think
sheep.
Marky is too young for a sheep?
Yes.
No. I feel like she's the perfect weight.
But I feel like she won't be able to like hold herself up.
Yeah.
No, they probably have a saddle,
she's
guys.
She's probably too young for a sheep ride.
This isn't crazy. They probably have a saddle. It's not like free ride.
But she would not damage the wool.
No.
Anyway, we're moving on. Oh first gosh. Job stories. DearLBMailbag@gmail.com. What was your first job, guys, real quick?
My first job was, this is weird, an engraver. At the cart, you know the cart in the mall that does the engraving on
that
shit?
That was you?
That was the engraver.
Wow.
It was really weird. I had to get working papers for it. And I'm like, should I be the one engraving this? But I was. I was the one. It was in the Wayne Hills Mall.
Wow.
God rest its soul.
I remember that. I remember that little spot.
Yes, right across from Sam Goody.
Yeah.
Also, God rest its soul.
Yes.
Oh, I loved Sam Goody.
And yeah, I was the engraver. I was engraving everything.
It was like a machine or like with your hands?
It was a machine. I shouldn't have been allowed. Like nowadays, they would never let like, what was I, 16?
I don't know why I picture you like processing license plates like that. Like you're bringing it into like a stamper.
Well,
and, like,
it was.
You're pulling
it really
down.
Was like you had to put it in there and do this whole thing and like get. They would never. There was like a needle or blade of some sort etching. They would never let a 16-year-old work alone in the mall at the car.
You were at the yeah. car by yourself without any supervision?
Yes, there was nobody. I was alone.
Different wow. times.
Yeah, different times.
Different times.
So that would never happen. Like imagine 16, I had to get papers.
To showcase what a different time it was across from the CD store.
Right.
Oh, I love
Sam and the
Goody.
Tapes.
Yeah, and the tapes.
The cassette tapes and the posters. So I was right across from Sam Goody. So I would take my check and I would go over and buy the lead single.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
And bumped that stuff on the way home.
Right. Well, not driving because I was too young.
And that was back when they would have like the musical track like,
oh,
just
yeah.
by itself.
Singles.
Yeah.
When that's it, what I'm saying.
Like singles didn't have one song on it. It was like the 3-4 songs that were on it.
Yeah.
Jules, are you aware of what a single
versions.
Is?
Yes.
Have
three.
You ever been in a Sam Goody before?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Mm. It was like three versions of the same song, like the dance mix, the radio edit, you know? And then it's like, you know, I bought them because I was too cheap to buy the real CD unless I love that shit,
right.
like TLC.
Yeah, right, right.
Then I would do it.
And that always felt redundant when you would buy No Scrubs and then all of a sudden you were like, man,
yeah, now, I, gotta
now,
buy a fucking
now
album.
I heard Waterfall. Now
yeah,
I got to buy this
buy
whole
the
thing.
Whole fucking album, but you
might
did
as well
anyway.
Invest in the whole thing.
Because TLC was awesome.
Anyway.
Shout out to TLC.
Christine, real quick, what was your first job?
I was a hostess at the Macaroni Grill.
Nice.
Ooh, look at Candace looking at me.
When was that? How old were you?
I was 16.
Okay, so you had to get a permit.
16 to 19.
So working papers, is that still a thing?
Well, I mean,
my mom had to like sign off allowing me to go to work there.
Me too. I loved working. I still love working.
I like the Macaroni Grill. It's not there anymore. Yeah. They knocked the whole building down.
Yeah. Which is a beautiful building, by the way.
Yes.
Think about it all the time.
I remember the first time I went to Macaroni Grill, I was like, I thought I was swept by the winds of Tuscany.
Yeah.
I was like, here I am.
It was super nice.
This place is beautiful.
Right.
Like, I want to be here all the time.
Cobblestone. Right? Cobblestone.
Like, you'd think it had a mayor. Anyway.
Felt like I was in Epcot.
DearAlbyMailbag@gmail.com. I'm not going to ask Jules that question because as far as I'm concerned, Dear Albie was her first job. It wasn't pet walking. It wasn't anything like that.
Pet walking? I am a dog walker.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah.
Jules, every
this.
Time I learn something different. I learned about Juliet. Now the dog walker.
These are like core things about Jules that like I had figured out within the first 15 minutes.
You knew she was a dog walker
Absolutely.
In 15 minutes?
Absolutely.
I didn't. Yeah. How many dogs do you walk at once?
Well, at one point it was like 5 dogs a week. Now everyone's at home working. They don't need their dogs. So
oh, so like you didn't walk 5 dogs at one time.
No, yeah, no.
Because I've always wondered about the leashes.
That Rona's really crippled the walking business, actually.
Right. The Rona's ruined a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
But my first job was actually in Franklin Lakes. I was a math tutor to little kids.
Oh, you're smart, too.
Oh.
No, well, that's the thing. Math was not my best subject, so I still don't know why I was hired.
Mm.
But it was first grade math, so it was all right. But
That's not true. I'm doing that right now. It is not all right. Nothing's all right about it. At all. Actually, the bell is going off in my head right now. Like, Jules knows how to teach. Let Jules homeschool your kids. Let her homeschool them because I am not doing well.
Candace always looking for an angle.
Oh, yeah. Jules, teach my children. It's bad. It's bad over in the Chewy House.
It would make a pretty good show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Anyway, yeah. You guys mull that over. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later.
Dear Albie, my terrible first job is at a local farm when I was 14 or 15. I got there on my first day, and when I was told, "You look approachable. We've got something perfect for you." Being that this was a farm with produce stand and petting zoo, I had no idea what to expect. They brought me into some creepy-ass looking barn and gave me a clown costume. I'm terrified of clowns. My first day at this job, I had to dress up like a clown and greet all the kids at the petting zoo. Literally all but one of them screamed, cried, and ran away. The owner of the farm wouldn't let me take off a Saturday to take the PSATs. When my mother called to tell them that, yes, I would be taking off that day, the owner said, "She works on a farm. She doesn't need a fancy education." My mother quit over the phone for me. It was awful. Liz, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Farm.
Clown. Mm. Did you dress as a clown?
Candace is definitely going to quit at least one job for Olivia Gabe. Like she's going to be called. You're going to go off at least one
Olivia's
employer.
Olivia's going to want to work
and
gonna
several
get
teachers.
In the way of like her cheer career. And Candace is going to be like, "Oh, sorry, Olivia. You don't
guys,
work there anymore."
You guys know me. I am hardcore, not a quitter. I would never let them quit anything unless there was a good reason. And I also really believe in instilling work ethic early. I want them to have a job. I don't care. I don't give. I'm not even close to rich. But even if I was rich, they would still work because I believe you have to have that mentality. I think that's why I have the mentality of working all the time, because I had a job from when I was super, super young.
I don't know why this story in particular reminds me of when Lauren was young, we dressed her up as a clown for Halloween.
Yes, I remember.
And she got scared and started throwing up the hair.
Yeah.
It was multicolored throw up. I think we may have even told the story on this show because this show is so old now.
It's so old.
We have so many episodes.
Right. Yeah.
It's a hit.
Yeah.
And sponsors.
9 out of 10.
Did you guys get your cosmetics?
I did.
I love my
I do. I'm very excited about them.
How about your CBG? Did you get your CBG?
I did. Very excited about that. You know, just allegedly very excited about that. Very excited. So we'll talk about that more.
Yeah. No, it I mean, it's fun. It's fun. We get little fun. You know, Chels is pissed at me, actually.
Why?
Apparently she was, no joke, and they're not paying for this, guys. They're not, okay? But this is what happens when you sponsor us to just get woven into our lives.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's a fan of the Thrive and was a little annoyed that I didn't get her a box, which, to be honest with you, I think I might have.
Yeah, you lost it.
And just gave it to one of you guys.
Oh.
Well, Jules was supposed to get one. I know Cans was supposed to get one. And Mom was like, "Loving the Thrive." I was like, oh, that's where Chelsea's stuff went. But I couldn't have my mom thinking I'm not, you know, thinking about her.
Right, of course.
It's the whole thing.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
A conflict.
You got to get Chelsea a Thrive box.
No, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
All right.
Anywho.
Dear Albie, love the podcast. I try to save them for my long drives to work. My actual first job is at the Burlington Coat Factory, another RIP.
Ah.
No, that's
no,
not
still there.
That's
still
right
there.
Next to the engraving cart.
It is the only one. It's the only thing left.
The only standing thing.
The Wayne Hills Mall deserves its own show.
What
anybody from this area?
Still
Duane Hills Mall was like, I'll never forget. It was the first thing I was ever like really excited to approach and felt like I was like on the scene.
Oh yeah.
It was the first place I was allowed to go alone with my friends.
Me too.
And it was like, well, there was a fountain.
Well, not really. I was never allowed
and
to go anywhere
alone. It seemed huge. It was not very big.
It was perfect.
It was like, you know, it had like a little winding blue tile.
I remember
like
the tile,
the
waterfall.
And you would try and stay in the waterfall. You would try and stay in the tile.
Yeah, of course.
It had McDonald's at the end.
Joyce yep. Leslie, the clock
Wait,
store.
I did a fashion show outside Joyce Leslie with my friends.
There you go.
Wow. Nice. What did you model? Mm-hmm. Was it for Burlington Coat Factory?
I actually have pictures of it.
I'm sure.
Champs Sports.
Champs. And then the clock store. There was a store entirely dedicated to watches and clocks.
They're really, yes. No, you're right.
Wow.
That was the good old days.
The
and
bookstore.
The town mouse.
Oh, the town mouse. I totally forgot about the town mouse.
And the yogurt place.
Was that a Radio Shack at the end? Not a radio. It was like a TV store. And there was the arcade.
The arcade. Yeah. The arcade.
Mm.
I was never allowed in the arcade.
I had my
first time. Why? You've met him, my father.
Yes, I've met him.
He's a crazy person. I was never allowed to do anything like this. I was never allowed at the mall alone, except for when I was working at the engraving cart. That was it.
Anyway, back to Burlington.
Did your friends come visit you at the
Of course.
No, that was the place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they opened the Toys R Us, a freestanding Toys R Us. It was like, my life is complete. Yeah. Like, how do they know? How do they know this is what I wanted?
And then all of a sudden they were like, no more.
Yeah,
took it all away.
All of it done. Anyway.
Knocked it right down.
My actual first job is at Burlington Coat Factory. My aunt knew the manager and got me and my best friend a job. Day one, my friend gets to be cashier. I go to the women's juniors department for clothing. One day, I went to go grab items from the dressing room to find a woman trying on lingerie for her boyfriend / husband. He was in the dressing room too.
Ooh.
Yes, questionable. After seeing all the lingerie scattered in the room, I acted like I never saw it and left for the next shift. I faked an injury and quit the next day.
What?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
She saw somebody trying on lingerie and then she was like, my knee, and like, I'm not coming
that
back.
In a dressing room with someone before?
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. See, this is
no,
we're back, guys. Yeah. We're back. All right, hold
I
on.
Thought we weren't going to talk about this, Christine.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Wait,
you
hold
set
on. No,
the
no,
rules.
No, 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 no. Stop. Stop. This is important now. Have you, you've gone on and tried on things with another individual physically present in the store?
Yes.
Was this within the time period where texting pictures was a thing?
Yes.
Was this last week?
This
no.
Planned? Was this planned?
No.
So you just walked past the store and you were like, hey, I'm going to try stuff on for you.
I mean, we were in the store. We were trying stuff on. And he was like, I'm going to come in here with you. And I was like, okay.
Did you do the nasty?
Yes or no?
That's a yes.
Just as a yes. Oh, gosh.
That's a yes. Christine.
I thought we weren't going to do this.
What if you're the Burlington Coat Factory lady?
Did you
That's
write
what
in?
I'm saying. That's why I don't understand.
Oh, my God. I could have been Christine. No, wasn't in Burlington.
You don't understand.
Nordstrom.
You don't understand what? Because you don't. Wow. That's like a that's like a fancy place to be doing it.
I used to work
room.
At Nordstrom.
Oh,
really? This was several years back. You probably were too young to work there when that happened.
This was high class fitting room porking.
All right, moving on.
No, we can't move on from this. Hold on.
Move on.
Wait, what do you, but like Nordstrom isn't even the type of store. Like I would understand halfway if you walk past a Victoria's Secret or a lingerie store.
Right. Yeah.
Nordstrom is a department store. It's
Nordstrom.
I'm assuming this is Garden State.
It is Garden State.
It's one giant wheel,
right,
Christine. Everybody can see everybody in there.
He had like a personal shopper and she like gave us a whole bunch of stuff. And then I was like, well, okay, we're just going to try it on. And then she like left us.
And you had a person there like checking on you decided to
still?
She didn't
come back. Like she was just like, okay, I'll be out here.
Oh my God.
How personal was she? She's not that personal if she didn't even come check on you.
No, she didn't.
What the?
Well, maybe she was really personal and she knew. He gave her the high sign.
Yeah, he was like, scram. Maybe she saw shit underneath the dressing room.
No.
Guys, we're just being bombarded by stories and stores, really.
Well, you know what, Josh? Do you know what Josh did real quick?
What did he do?
So my second job was working at Giftland, which was like a Hallmark store.
Oh, my God. I loved Giftland.
I worked there for...
You had such good jobs.
I did. This was a really fun one. I worked there for a long time. And like when I first met Josh, which was like years ago, I was probably like 18. Well, maybe. I met him before that, but... When we were 18, when we first started talking, he needed a job. So I got him a job at Giftland being the garbage boy. And he would just take out my garbage. And that was his full job.
That's amazing.
So he would have to walk it through the parking lot like a dump, you know, to the dumpster. But anyway, that's my story about Josh. That's not
really
fun unless you know Josh.
Well, it's really come full circle. Because I mean, like now
he's still my garbage boy.
Yeah.
Still has to take out all my garbage. Aww. Nice. Anyway, that was my little tidbit.
We have to have him on soon.
He
Has he ever
won't.
Been on?
No, he won't come on.
Why?
Because he can't. You know Josh. He's too censored.
Yeah, true.
Dear Albie, my first job at 15 and a half years old was working at Linens and Things.
Tony worked at Linens and Things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've got like, you know, they have now gone out of business. Anyway, this job was just to fund the basics of a high school kid, gas, Taco Bell, and underage drinking. It absolutely sucked because it was just my after school job, but I worked with many people where this was their career. I ended up quitting because my manager did not give me the night off of prom. I asked for it. The request was denied. So I called in sick the day of my shift and said, and they said, we know you requested it off and it was denied. You have to come in or you're fired. I said, okay, that's fine. I quit. Click. So ever since then, I've held various supervisor type roles throughout my life, and I've chosen to manage my teams the way I would want to be managed. In college, I managed a skate and surf shop where I promoted working as a team to make sure everyone was off when they needed to be, even if it meant working someone's shift. I have had interns in my accounting role where even if it's the end of a fiscal period where I'm working 15-hour days and an intern needs off that week to study for finals or midterms, I hire a temp to help with the workload. I know you and Chris have had your own business, and I believe you were around the same age. I just turned 32. What is your management style? Also, do you guys think there's a different style of management for people in our age group compared to those in their 50s and 60s? Nicole, you know...
I do.
Prom is like a major thing.
How could you do that? I mean, what an asshole.
That's something that's like major in your life that you always remember.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I mean, I try and, in my brain anyway, I look at everything and say to myself, like, what are the thoughts that are coming into people's head when they walk in here? And are they dreading it and whatever? Like, and depending on, you know, I look at it the same way, like in your personal relationships, if you call somebody, what's the reaction when they see your name on their phone?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, I never think about these things.
So like, you know, if you do it that way, you know, I try and have that always be positive. At the same time, I've found that people could take advantage of that stuff too. If they feel like, oh, hey, yes, it's just too easy to be like, oh, you know, I'm not really doing, you know, I can't come in today because I got to study, you know, like one day yeah, it's the prom,
really
next day it's
study.
Like, oh, hey, like, you know, I got to write this paper. Like, you know, the paper's not done. You know, I try and be very lenient on those things the first couple of times, but you got to be pretty good at when you're getting taken advantage of, too.
Yeah, I would totally, obviously, let them offer prom, but if it was, like, the study excuse, you know, all the time, like, I get if it was, like, a major final, but if it was, like, a thing, like, a random Thursday and there was just a test, I'd be like, you got to manage your time better.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not my problem, you right. know? I'm sorry, you're coming in. But if it was something legit, like the prom, I would never,
no,
never.
No.
I would absolutely work myself before I would let them lose something so important.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really, and as far as people being older having different management styles, I would say yeah, because I feel like they're...
It's different.
It's a different generation.
I mean, you grew up in a different time. You grew up with different work, you know, ethics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think a lot of it has to do with whether, how no matter how old you are, your upbringing, and like I said before, whether you worked at a young age, whether you know, it was like you didn't have to, like your mom called out for you if you wanted to stay home, like if you had to deal with shit on your own, like that's when I think it affects your management skills, and you could kind of like put yourself in that position and figure out what's, like I just said, you're whether you're being taken advantage of or whether it's legit, you know.
You ever do it at your job, Christine?
Oh my goodness.
And any of your jobs?
That means yes.
I'm thinking. No, I don't, no. No.
Never did it at the Macaroni Grill?
No.
She's
I had
really...
a boyfriend at the Macaroni Grill, but no.
So you didn't do it at the
She like thought hard about that.
Yeah.
Does that mean the parking lot? And you're saying the parking lot doesn't count?
No. No, no parking lots. Not at work.
Okay. It ain't that kind of show.
You know what? No, I know, but you know what it makes me feel like with you guys sometimes? Like, hello, has no one else had these experiences?
No, what experiences?
Like, when I share some of my experiences, everyone looks at me like I'm crazy. Hasn't anyone ever done things like that before? Come on, Jules.
Oh, what do you mean? Come on, Jules. You leave her alone.
You leave me alone.
Jules is an angel. Done stuff like what?
No, but the community, they can relate to it because people write in and they're like, Christine, like, I love what you have to say.
Yeah, community lets the freak flag fly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know? Appreciate it.
Christine, this is a good one for everybody, though. Dear Albie, what is the best job my high school son/daughter could have during the school year? I want them to start developing a work ethic and start realizing if they want something in life, they're going to need to work for
it. There you go.
At the same time, I want them to be able to enjoy time with their friends and be able to do extracurriculars. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, they usually work at a store like mine, like something like that, where you're going to work from 3 to 6 or like, you know, from 6 to 9. Those were my shifts in high school, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, Saturdays 1 to 9, 10 to 6. Anything like that. Christine's making noise, guys.
Sorry. Everything okay over there?
I'm sending you a video, and I'm trying to look at it real
so
quick.
So I think that anything like that, like a store or anything, even babysitting, especially nowadays, everyone's looking for a tutor.
I loved babysitting. I made such good quick money.
I wasn't a good babysitter.
I was not a good babysitter.
No.
I needed to, like, babysitting when the baby I was babysitting turned 5 and still had on a diaper, and I couldn't do it.
Well, that happens. I mean, 5. I feel like sometimes they still.
I know, but I was too young to, like.
But they, anyway, they, yeah, stuff like that. Even, like I said, even babysitting, if they're that kind of person, some people are not. They'll do well with that. But definitely a store.
See, to me, it's. I break it up like this. If you kind of have an idea of what you want to do in life, right? Like, oh, man, I want to work in the music business. Well, then, you know, find a
Sam
job
Goody.
At the bottom, sweeping at, you know, a record.
Can we revamp the Sam Goody? I loved it.
Like, recording studio, whatever.
What
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's true.
I know.
But if they don't know what they want to do, what I would say is work somewhere for tips.
That too.
True.
Because that, I think, instills the best, like, you get the hustle aspect of it. You get the teamwork aspect of it if you're pulling and everything like that. And you get, like, you learn, like, working in a restaurant, some of the best, like, career salespeople I know and other jobs,
yes.
corporate people I know have all worked in restaurants.
You have to use your personality for everything. And I think that's really important now for any job.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you where the biggest or where it's benefited me the most, right, is personally – people are really mean to you when you work at restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
I hate when I see someone being mad to the waiter.
Like that really mean to you. And I think where it might actually be most beneficial is it kind of teaches you, number one, to hopefully not be like that when you're out in public, number one. But number two, like, you really end up getting a very, like, thick skin from that after a while.
You learn how to deal with people.
Yeah, either doing that or going on a reality show are two ways to really get beat up by people's opinions all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I could never do. I could never be on a reality show because all those opinions, it would like crush me.
Oh no, you would not do well.
No way.
No.
No way.
No, imagine Christine she would be like in a hole somewhere. We'd have to get her out. But yeah, the waitresses and I hate when I see somebody being mean to her. I'm so extra nice. Josh was a waiter. Another funny story. One of my other jobs, I went to Fridays. I needed a job. So I went to TJ Fridays and I applied to be a waitress. I was never a waitress before. You know, I used to do stuff at the Brownstone, but I was never like a full on hold a bunch of plates waitress.
Yeah.
So I went and Josh needed a job again. So I was like, come with me. Let's apply together. So he's like, okay. So I start day one and like TGI Fridays, they put the things underneath, like the plates underneath these lights, and you have to hold them and take them to the table. Now, I was great at the talking, great at the helping, great at all that.
Great at the talking.
Yeah, great at that part. But holding the plates.
Yeah, they're heavy.
First of all, they're heavy. And second of all, they're fucking really hot.
Yeah.
So I had to hold like 3 on each arm and I was burning. So I'll be like, oh my God, guys, I can't. And they're like, Candace, you're being a baby. So they put towels underneath them.
No.
I couldn't do it. It was so hot. So I wound up quitting after one day because it was so bad. I felt horrible. I was like, I'm not a good waitress. I'm terrible. I'd be a better hostess. And Josh wound up working at Fridays from that job for what? How long
was
that?
Like years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Really?
He was like the king of Fridays.
Long.
Yeah, because then he went up to a bartender.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was like forever. He worked on the weekends because he was a teacher.
Yeah.
And he couldn't like, you know, he wanted to make ends meet. So he would work as a waiter at night and on the weekends. And then he wound up being a bartender. And I mean, like to this day, if Josh walks into Fridays, that Fridays, they're all like, yo. So anyway, Fridays, shout out to Fridays too.
Shout out to Fridays.
What are those Jack chicken strips? Shout out to those Jack chicken strips and the loaded mash.
I heard the that made me hungry.
Yeah, I love that. Wow, I should DoorDash that today.
A loaded mash?
Yeah.
that Fridays is still there?
What? Yes.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Well, I guess it's kind of by Willowbrook, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, it's totally in Willowbrook.
Anyway,
I'm definitely door dashing that. I'm literally going to text
a couple other little
Lauren.
Things, some announcements. The community does have one request regarding Christine.
Okay.
We will have some updates regarding her love life soon. We are going to make those special.
We'll see about that.
The rules come back
into
play.
One of the next Christine conversations will include my father.
I'm so excited about it. I have talked
to my dad.
He's dying to come
my,
on.
My father has made it very, very clear that he is up and would really appreciate the chance.
Maybe you should have mentioned this to me prior to this.
Well, Dad just wants a chance to chime in on what he's been hearing from Christine over the last couple of days.
He's very excited to come on. He actually said it to me on Sunday.
He's an avid listener.
Yes, he is.
And obviously we've been looking to make some time where we can do the show together, and we thought this was the appropriate time.
I think it's a perfect match, and I am super excited to listen.
Well, I asked your mom on Sunday, I said, what's his reaction when he hears some of the things on the show? Like, not even just from me, but like from Lauren or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, he just kind of like does this little like giggle noise.
Oh, he is excited. Yeah. I can't wait. I wish he would just do it now.
We'll see.
Because this is going to be great
right now.
But
is he?
He's very excited to come on the show and share his opinion. And obviously the community is very excited for his return. So we are going to have Dad on. I am debating whether or not I want to have Mom on that same show.
I think we should leave him free. Because she stops him sometimes.
I think, yeah.
Leave him free.
Yeah. But I'm also worried he's going to be like, well, you know, one time, me and your mother.
Yeah, maybe.
Now that you mentioned dressing rooms, I got a story for you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to never want to do this show ever again.
That'll make me feel less alone, so let's think about it that way.
Do you think he needs the supervision?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do we want him unleashed?
Yeah, of course.
I want him unleashed. I
think Caroline would be a good addition.
Censor him.
Okay.
I think she'd be great, but I think she's going to look at him like with a look like, don't even say that shit.
And then, so that's one big announcement. The next couple of things.
An announcement I was not aware of.
Quick personal things. Should I keep the hair growing or should I shave it?
Grow.
I disagree.
Share? What are you talking about? Your head?
I'm going to shave my head.
I'm not telling you to shave your head.
Al, do not shave your head. No, Al, don't shave your head. I don't know who told you that's okay.
I'm not shave your head. I'm just saying it's a little long.
No, it's fine. It looks good. We talked about this.
Do I cut the sides down?
Yes.
Let the top grow?
Let the top grow sides shorter.
That's fine. It needs a little love.
That's fine. But do not shave your head.
Because, you know, I've been asking what's going on with your hair now for like a couple weeks.
Well,
I think it looks good.
You do?
I really do. I like it better much longer.
Okay.
And
what does
Chels think? Yeah. She's really the only opinion that matters.
I think she likes it.
Yeah. I think it looks a lot better. I think shaving it would be a huge, gigantic mistake.
I think it just needs a little cleanup, a
little trim.
Well, on the sides,
like the
sideburns, that's it.
That we know.
I mean, this is not a question. Shaving her head is definitely not the answer.
Okay.
Do you ever let Lauren cut your hair?
No, Lauren doesn't.
I get my hair cut now at Lauren's salon.
Lauren does not cut hair.
By the qualified men's hair cutter, not Lauren.
No. Lauren does not cut hair.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not a good thing.
Nope.
But he does get a cut. Yeah, just trim up the sides.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Besides that, I don't know if I have an apartment or not.
Oh, I was just going to ask you.
Wait, I didn't even know you were doing this. I thought you weren't doing that. I thought that wasn't a thing.
What do you mean? Did you listen to the last podcast? Are you an avid listener?
No, I am. But I thought, in real life, I thought maybe that you were just going to wait and then buy something like some kind of house.
Well, the real story behind that is we are actually going to be looking in that direction. But
I want you to move by me.
I'm concerned.
Ooh, there's a house
that's
right
definitely
on your
yes, that's what I want.
Very
definitely
beautiful price point.
As of right now with Asbury, it's definitely out of the question.
Come
moving
on.
Up north.
It's right across the street.
Well, the problem is this.
It's great.
Wait, did you see the other one on your block?
Yes, there's two of them now.
It's far from my work, far from Chelsea's work. I just think the world's so nuts right now that I don't know if buying anything is a good idea.
I mean, yeah, but there's a house right across the street from me.
Realtor.
I was just going to say, as the broker realtor in the room, I believe that it is because mortgage rates are very affordable.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I have a great house, Al. It's so great. Can you just at least look at it and think about it?
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
If it's the one across the street,
it is.
I want to live there one day. So you could live there now. And then when I'm ready, I'll buy it from you.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Well, it's also far away from everything that's going on in life right now. Like, there's a whole new studio being built very, very soon at the Berkeley. And also, this
so do you
leads
think that
me.
We're going to travel to the Berkeley.
Oh well. Actually, you're going to want to, and I'm getting there. Ready? I'm going to explain to you why.
There we go.
Especially Candace.
Yeah.
But no. So the apartment came back, and they were like, "Oh, we need to run background checks," which I had never heard of before.
Yeah,
well, I think nowadays maybe
but they always have.
But they were like, "Send us a background check," and I was like,
"Where do I get
that's
one?"
That's not how that works.
Yeah, you have to do it.
So I filled that out, and I haven't heard anything since. So maybe there's something in my background.
Oh.
Well, I can do a little quick little background check on you.
What kind of background?
Sure,
where
fine.
Do we get that? Where do we get a background check?
I went through the
there's
police
companies
academy.
That do it.
Be...
So, like, at our office, there's a company that does it, and you just send in the information. It's like $25, and it tells you if you have any
like
issues
what,
with, like,
jail?
Your credit
well, look,
or any
they,
issues.
They ran,
with,
no,
yeah.
well, no, no, they ran
criminal
a credit check.
And criminal.
This is
they
separate
got a credit
from a credit.
Check. The
so
credit check they got.
They did a criminal background check.
They got
damn.
The income. They talked to my accountant.
Do they not know who you are? Not a criminal.
I mean, maybe. You never know. You never know someone's a criminal.
I mean, who knows? But
things
I mean,
here
hidden. We go. But I haven't heard anything since, and I'm supposed to move in Sunday. I
feel oh, like this I'm... past Sunday?
No, this coming Sunday.
Oh, and what day is
Sunday? So you're not going to get the house across the street.
It's Thursday.
That's out.
Well, it's an apartment.
No, I know, but there. For me, the house across the street is not going to happen.
Probably not.
Okay. Need to find a new. We need to pursue someone new.
So I was like, look, you know, rent for a year, and let's see what pops up. Maybe the dust settles. You know?
All right. Well, anyway,
let's
it's
see
great.
What happens.
All right. So, Al, you're going to, this is a big deal.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I hope so. I hope it's a big deal.
I mean,
so I'm by the next show, I will either live somewhere or I will not.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens.
Mm.
I wish it was across the street from me so I could really see, actually see what happens.
It would make the show much easier to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to be doing a studio down at the Berkeley. So we'll have two. Now, we will be doing an extended, closing on the details now, but you guys will be very excited about this. A extended... haunted house / ghost hunting experience
at the,
the Berkeley.
At the Berkeley.
Wait a minute, I have the people. I talked to her yesterday. She came into the store, Carla and
oh,
Doug.
Really?
They came in yesterday.
Oh, see, Carla's perfect.
And
for that.
She's doing some kind of major ghost hunt down in Gettysburg, maybe next week. But when does that happen? Because she will so be in. She
so
talked
I will
about
have,
the Berkeley.
I will have details soon. But we're going to be doing actually a really, really, really cool, like, it's going to be basically a 2-week long
Halloween-ish.
Very cool Halloween experience that we're building down there.
Yeah, how old is that building?
The building's almost 100 years old.
Yeah, see? Yeah. There's got to be
Carla,
some good shit in there.
Well, listen, I'm going to text her. We have to get this in the book.
So
I don't want to mess
what we're
going
to do, because the ghost hunt is one of our most popular episodes. Within this experience, I'm actually trying to make it 2 weeks long.
Okay.
Within this experience, we will do a live Dear Albie ghost hunt.
Love
and
it.
I thought we'd bring back our friends that did the ghost hunt here.
Carla was literally in the store yesterday. We were texting yesterday. She's all about it.
And I think what we do is we actually save a mic for the machine and just have
so
the machine
the
just
thing.
Talk the whole time as
I love
we
it.
Go.
Yeah. You know? Al, this is like
good idea.
Exciting.
See?
Very exciting.
Now you're going to be at the studio now, right? Now it's no problem.
Well,
I mean,
we're going to have to arrange it. We're like, it's a Saturday or Sunday. Al, my days are wild.
Which is bingo. There's a lot of things going on.
And I have to teach my children at home and work and take football and cheer. Yeah, well, Jules is going to have to teach my children from now on. But I mean, I have to do that at some point. So we have to do it, like, I don't know.
Candace, you need an assistant.
I really do. Everybody thinks I'm lying.
No,
I run around like
a
maniac.
I think you're lying.
Look, my hair isn't even brushed.
No, I know. I pulled something out of it before.
Yeah, because I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and then it's like school and then work and then home and dinner and cheer and football.
I say someone in the Dear Albie community start, you know, putting in their little resumes to be Candace's assistant.
Oh, it's I'm a tornado, guys.
Wait,
it's
hold
bad.
On, hold on, hold on. Obviously, we know that intern Jules has been promoted to boss lady Jules.
Yeah.
Do we get a new Dear Albie intern that we assign to Candace?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
who would be my intern? It would be
they
I
would
feel
quit so fast.
They would be like, Christine
I'm
has
have to be the one who has to interview them because I know how
she
Candace
knows.
Is
yes, Christine has
needs.
Like helped me before. She like worked
help,
in the store when I needed
an understatement.
It.
I've literally gone into the store and been like, Candace, I cannot look at this anymore. I'm just going to organize and clean it for you.
I'm
you
literally a tornado. That's
and
exactly
then
the word.
And be like, where did you put this? Where did you put that?
And she's like, in the right spot. And I'm like, well, I don't know where that is. For me, the right spot is on the floor to the right of my chair. That's like where I thought it was.
You could totally get an intern, though, for your store.
I should. Yeah.
You could get
I
a
should.
College intern.
I should.
Wants to go into fashion.
I should. I need something.
It's really not someone that wants to go into fashion. It's somebody that wants to go into, like, organizing.
But also a little bit of, like, it would be everything.
Creativity.
Marketing. Yeah. Creativity. Social networking, like everything. It would be a little bit of everything. They'd have
she
to just be.
She just needs somebody to answer all her emails.
That, too. I had 894 emails the other day, and people are like, why aren't you responding? I'm like, do you know how long it's going to take me to respond?
It's overwhelming.
That's like 3 days of emails. That's it. And I have to do that and do all this shit. It's bad.
Okay, so that's what I think. I think the community needs to send in a resume.
Oh, listen, Jules, if you want to take on that, that's a whole nother animal. That's a whole nother animal.
Well, community, we love you all.
Yes.
Thank you as always.
Yes.
We will talk as always.
Good one. Good one, guys. Good one.
We'll catch all y'all later.
Peace. Bye.